Back together again, eh?
Let's play.
I'm going in. Cover me, Porkins.
I'm right with you, Red 3.
But I don't want to be a pirate! Oh!
Marvelous. Absolutely marvelous.
It's more for time!
Will you shut up?
I'm a fucking artist. I'm sensitive as shit. We'll do it live.
This is a big one. I'm coming to join you, honey.
I said give me a hell yeah!
Yep. Yep.
Do you like a jelly baby?
No! No!
You're listening to The Obscure Gentleman, a weekly podcast dedicated to pop cultural nostalgia. I'm your host, Aaron A. Alvarez, and...
I'm Alex Mitchell, interrupting once more.
All right. So, we got an episode for you.
We do.
And as you're listening, you should know that. But first, one quick thing.
Okay.
Ecto Cooler is back.
That's the...
Hi-C. Okay. It's coming back. It's going to be part of the ad campaign for the new Ghostbusters movie, so
Okay. They're
going to be re-releasing Ecto Cooler in can form this time because the generation group of Ecto Cooler is no longer babies.
And they want big drinks.
Unless you're someone who still likes juice boxes, I guess. I mean...
Juice boxes piss me off.
I don't know.
They're like tiny little things and you just want more.
I wouldn't say they piss me off. I mean, have you ever had a Juicy Juice? Those are really tiny.
God damn it. I do remember Juicy Juice.
Juicy Juice was the best.
It was.
That was the best tasting juice, I'd say.
Yeah. Capri Sun was the best, like, drink that I knew wasn't made with, like, real anything.
And Capri Sun's being released in big bottles, too.
Good.
So.
That's a drink that deserves to be big.
Our childhoods are being adulted up.
I like that. Or do I? Do I? I don't know.
I feel like it's also 80s kids too, I guess. The millennials, all of our products are when we were kids, or maybe they'll be having Lunchables for adults.
Maybe they'll make a big version of Muzzy. I don't know. Who knows?
a big boy version of
yeah.
Muzzy? But yeah, so Ecto Cooler's coming back with the new movie. We'll get to talking about Ghostbusters eventually. That's a huge part of pop culture, so we don't want to sort of give the whole hog away.
Sounds lewd.
Gonna give you my whole hog of Ghostbusters. But yeah, so this episode, it's a pretty clean cut and buttery episode.
Yeah. Crust.
So
seasoned crust with sometimes it's a croissant.
Of course, a croissant.
Yeah.
So yeah, today we are going to be talking about, as the title says, Hot Pockets.
When you want a hot meal without a big deal, what are you gonna pick? Hot Pockets. When a hungry bunch shows up for lunch, what are you gonna pick? Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets, filled with delicious pepperoni pizza, chicken and cheddar, or ham and cheese in a crispy pocket.
When it's late at night and you want a tasty bite, what are you gonna pick? Hot Pockets.
The hot meal in a pocket.
What are you gonna pick?
Try Lean Pockets, too.
All right.
Yay.
Okay, look. Let's just get something out of the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's... And I know we're going to try to say we're going to avoid it, but it's going to plague the episode.
Yeah.
It's going to plague this episode because of how it's become fused with the brand Hot Pocket, but it's not really part of the brand. It's just...
It really isn't.
The pop cultural awareness of this one bit has sort of retroactively changed the history of Hot Pockets, what people think of Hot Pockets.
They say about Hot Pockets now.
And even the word being said, Hot Pockets.
Yes.
Jim Gaffigan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jim Gaffigan, a long time ago, released a bit. He had a bit, and he still does it to this day, about Hot Pockets. And that bit about, you know, about getting diarrhea.
Them just being awful, hot.
White trash food, lava.
Yeah. Lava and sometimes like an icy cold center.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So that's the bit. You can look it up on YouTube. Please go do that now if pause this if you have to. Or don't, I don't know. Just look it up whenever you need to. It's funny, it's hilarious. Jim Gaffigan's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Now.
But we don't want to keep mentioning we don't want that to be our Hot Pockets are shitty, let's mention the Jim Gaffigan.
We're attempting to talk about Hot Pockets in a way that supersedes the Jim Gaffigan stuff and finds a way to uncover maybe a little bit more about the truth of the nature of Hot Pockets and what people think about them.
I don't think that's possible.
It's probably not, because, again,
time has been diluted.
Jim Gaffigan is the time trapper, and he's completely... That's some Legion of Superheroes reference for you. He completely changed everything. Everything's different now because of him. But we are still going to try. We are scientists of pop culture, architects of nostalgia.
Farmers of... Fuck it. I'm not going to do it.
Farmers of fuck it. we are going to attempt to talk about Hot Pockets... with avoiding as much as possible using Gaffiganisms as sort of the building blocks of this episode. We're gonna try to keep it as clean and as undiluted as possible and look at what Hot Pockets...
This is pure Hot Pockets.
Yes. Or at least as pure as you can get.
Yeah.
You have the history of Hot Pockets.
So
what is this?
So, okay. Hot Pockets is a brand of microwavable turnovers, generally containing one or more types of cheese, meat, or veggies.
And turnovers is the official designation.
Apparently so.
Yeah, because I know that when people just talk about or describe Hot Pockets, what they are, you get a lot of different answers. Like, well, they're calzones. They're
pastries.
They're meat pies.
Yeah. I think meat pie probably is a bit... I want to say we call it a turnover because of the way it's shaped. And the size of it.
But meat pies are traditionally like pie shaped, like little tender.
Yeah. So,
you know.
Hot Pockets was founded by the Chef America Inc. Company. Since 2002, they've been produced by Nestle. So these things were invented by two dudes in Colorado in the 70s. They were probably stoners.
More than likely.
Yeah.
I want food.
Yeah. I saw the Snapchat of this dude who made 2 Hot Pockets, then made himself 2 more Hot Pockets, and then made himself 2 more because he forgot he made the first 2 Hot Pockets.
So that's 4 Hot Pockets.
That's 6 Hot Pockets.
Okay.
And this guy clearly was high, he even mentioned
it. Well, I mean, that's more Hot Pocket for you, so...
There is a bit of a precedence here with Hot Pockets being kind of linked to
stoner culture.
Yeah, to some extent, but we'll get more into that.
Yeah, Hot Pockets is linked to a few subcultures.
Yeah. So they were actually like first in stores in 83.
And probably on more of a local sort of...
It probably wasn't regional. And in that commercial from the 80s, because I know you played the 90s single.
Yes.
But in the 80s, they make references to the pepperoni, the ham and cheese, and I believe they also mentioned the barbecue.
So the barbecue was probably like their special edition one.
It was like, like their limited edition, you know, like special edition. That's great. But yeah, in 92, that's when we got your commercial. You invented it.
Well, that's probably the commercial that launched them.
And that's still their theme, you know, Hot Pockets.
The difference is they've taken out all the lyrics to the...
Oh, no, I know that. But
they've kept the...
That little jingle. That's still their jingle to this day.
I don't know if they have that in the modern commercials.
No, they do.
But isn't it just said once now, like at the end?
Yeah, but still, the fact that that's...
It's they chipped away at all the...
But the fact that I think that that's still kind of like an iconic thing about the Hot Pocket is that little jingle. Because even as a kid, and this is before the Gaffigan bullshit, because he always ends every...
I wouldn't call it bullshit.
It's bullshit in the context that I don't like how...
Let's just make it clear, we do not hate Jim
Gaffigan. No, we don't. I hate that it kind of reminds me of like... I don't know what it reminds me of, but it's like I can't talk about Hot Pockets. No one can talk about Hot Pockets
without Gaffigan coming or being somewhat influenced by Jim Gaffigan.
Exactly. Like, there's no... I feel like no one's opinion is honest.
Yeah, it does seem that way.
Unless they're being like, I actually like Hot Pockets.
Because everyone kind of wants to somewhat quote his bit, which we're not going to do.
But I feel like the only honest opinion are people that say, I like Hot Pockets. Because there's no bit. They're not trying to get themselves over.
Or no, it's usually the people who aren't... Okay, look. It's a snack pie, whatever.
Well, that's not what that 90s commercial made me believe.
So basically, here's how I see it. it's one of those foods that the people who really don't care are just indifferent, where they're like,
whatever.
It's like either it's together or right, or like, nah, I don't care for them.
I don't eat them.
If you're passionate about hating them,
I feel like you're Gafganism.
That's totally a Gaf. That has to be a Gafganism. Yeah. Or if, like, I don't know, your parents were died in a Hot Pocket accident.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. They were both eating really hot pockets and they choked to death. I don't know.
Okay. That's...
They both choked to death on Hot Pockets.
Even then, that's more like your parents being idiots, not blaming the Hot Pockets.
And then you'll be like a Batman who makes sure no one eats Hot Pockets ever again. You attack children eating Hot Pockets.
You destroy trucks carrying them.
Yeah. But, yeah, so we're okay with Gafkin bit.
Oh, yeah. No. So, but where was I?
You got caught up in the rage.
I did. The 90s, right? Oh, yeah. So that's their jingle, you know, Hot Pocket.
The kid with the mullet,
yeah. And the dad who is clearly going to get laid because he gave his woman a Hot Pocket.
Yes.
And
she will give him a in return.
Jesus Christ. No one knows what we're talking about because they can't see the commercial. But
it's on the website. They'll be able to see it.
All right. Well, we've So, again, back then it was still just the pepperoni and the
it was very simple. You had two flavors,
ham and cheese,
and then one deluxe flavor, I guess.
Yeah.
Which is simple product line. Eventually, you know, they would add more and they would test out more. Then you get lean pockets,
breakfast pockets,
which
are just Hot Pockets.
But then, all of a sudden, you start getting these limited edition, like, which happened when the takeover happened, right?
Okay, so in 2012, they sold to a company, I believe, and then they decided to, like, rebrand, like, all their stuff. So, like, they wanted to make it, and again, this is, I feel, because of the Gaffigan thing. Is that they wanted to change the public opinion.
Let's get away from that whole Hot Pockets or white trash, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the thing, is that now you'll see people saying that Hot Pockets are stupid, they're for losers and college kids and, you know, fat nerds or whatever, and, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that the kid, right, in The Core.
Yeah, DJ Qualls in this Aaron Eckhart film with Hilary Swank. DJ Qualls plays a hacker, and he's obsessed with Hot Pockets to the point where he doesn't want money. He just wants Hot Pockets. He wants to be paid in a lifetime supply of Hot Pockets and Xena tapes.
And I feel like... Okay, so we said stoners, right?
So stoners... I don't want to say nerds anymore, because the meaning has changed.
Nerds!
The meaning has changed. Sort of...
like the basement dwelling kind of
socially awkward basement dwelling cut off from society type nerd.
Yeah. That stereotype.
Yeah, like the dude who's like Cheeto dust all over him.
Yeah.
His fingers. There's Mountain Dew everywhere, cans of Mountain Dew. He's always looking at ponies online.
I feel that's a new addition.
That is a new addition. But you know that sort of person, like the South Park guy.
Yeah,
who's in the World of Warcraft.
Oh well, even then, yeah, because they say Mom Hot Pockets.
Yeah, see, yeah, Hot Pockets have become the thing for. But see, stoners, I think they get
a pass just because they're hungry.
They basically gain ownership of every snack food
because they're hungry.
Like, yeah, so I mean, but Hot Pockets, yeah, it's for that stoner. Not that song, but the nerdy, basement dwelling, kind of disgusting song.
My friend had a cousin who, he said, ate like 6 Hot Pockets every day.
So, 2 for breakfast, 2 for lunch, 2 for dinner?
I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe just one meal, all
the,
of them.
The Hot Pockets on the...
He sat on a TV and broke it. I remember this.
The Hot Pockets on the top of the food chart, on the food pyramid. I don't think we do food pyramids anymore. I think it's different now, I think it's like a food pie chart or something.
Food pie chart?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. Times have changed, Mrs. Lovett.
I don't know what's going on.
sweet pies, you know, savory meat pies or whatever.
Oh, yes. A barber and his wife.
Yes.
So...
okay, so... I do think it's interesting that this brand that was initially catered towards, and you look at the old ad campaigns,
yeah,
it was clearly marketed towards families, like,
yeah,
and you get the feeling that it's marketed towards like mothers who don't really have time to cook, so it's like
hey kid, you know, I'm trying to be a big executive woman because everyone was doing that
with shoulder pads,
yeah. So you know,
everyone looking at Bonnie Hunt for some reason.
Here's a microwave. Here's your Hot Pocket. You know, pop it in, eat two of them. Eat one of them.
Yeah, whatever. it's like mom's got to go to work.
Dad's at work already. Yeah, for some reason.
So
dad's never in these commercials.
No.
So
the perfect item for latchkey kids, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
that's what they're marketing towards.
Okay. I guess I was like that because my parents both were teachers, yeah. So I usually was, you know, I walked home or...
In high school, you're saying?
Or the bus. No, this is even, like, elementary.
But when was the first time you had a Hot Pocket?
Okay, so I want to say it was, like, late middle school.
I feel like Charlie Rose over here.
I know. It was, like, late middle school or early high school for me because, for whatever reason, we didn't get, like, a microwave until, like, the year 2000, I think, like, around that time.
The future. Yes.
The future code.
That year will never not sound futuristic to me.
I know.
Year 2000. The
year 2000.
To reference Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. I guess, like, for me, though, growing up, like, it was, like, mostly, like, bagel bites and...
Pizza
Totino's
rolls.
Yeah, you know, and we mentioned those before.
Yeah.
But, like, those, because they were, like, a treat, but because it was an oven and I didn't really know how to use them.
And it took time.
Yeah, mom made those. So yes. Those were, like, a treat. They weren't, like, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I hope I gotta have like all my.
We're having Totino's for dinner?
Yeah. You know. So, the Hot Pocket for me, though, was more like a high school thing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, you get home instead of making a sandwich or whatever you're gonna eat. Yeah, you're just like.
Cook up a Hot Pocket.
Yeah, just throw that in the microwave and then.
Wait for parents to come home. We'll have a real meal.
Yeah.
You know. So, again, the commercials were implying that this was a fucking feast.
I think the original advertising was that. It was like, if you can't make dinner for your children or whatever,
yeah,
at least they have this, which is technically a well-balanced meal, I guess.
It's a bunch of meat and cheese. You know.
It's a pizza. Or it's a pizza with ham and cheese on it.
Yeah.
But... That was the original marketing. Now the marketing after the whole Gafkin revolution happened.
They've been trying to attract millennials who have a higher sense.
Okay, no. Before that, though.
Before that.
And I also know, I think now they're still trying to do it. Even though the product, they're trying to make it like seem more highbrow and more like more tasty, more savory, more like variety.
We put quality ingredients.
At the same time, the commercials are aimed towards sort of like the Doritos audience.
Like the college audience of like, I'm not all there.
The 20-something average person, mainly dudes for some reason in these commercials, who the dudes are like, not super smart, they're kind of meat-headed, yeah. But they're fun going.
They're likable.
And it's just it's being marketed towards those dudes. Not douche bros or anything. It's not
no,
not, but it's
just like
more towards the like the yeah, anytime's yeah. A party. Like that
yeah.
Sort of.
Yeah.
That sort of guy. So that Doritos sort of audience. I don't think it's working.
I don't know, because like okay, they're doing those. I think Totino's has that audience a bit better. Like those cheddar powder things. Have you seen those where it's the two dudes in the house and he eats a cheese dusted Totino's pizza roll, blows up the whole house with cheese.
No.
Okay. Well,
all right. That's
yeah.
See. Okay. Look. I can see what they're trying to do, but the problem is when you go on their social media, they don't have much interaction for some reason.
No, they're not. They're not being like Wendy's.
Also.
Or like,
you go in their comments on their Facebook. It's just nothing but Jim Gaffigan quotes.
Again, I have to wonder like the big wigs at Hot Pockets.
The CEO of Hot Pockets.
Yeah, big Hot Pockets tower.
God damn it!
Yeah.
When will we be rid of this Jim Gaffigan bit?
I wonder, like, did that just kill them? Again, because I feel like this whole podcast is like. The shadow of Gaffigan.
The shadow of Gaffigan
looms high over this podcast.
Shadow over a Gaffigan.
Yes.
yeah, I mean, it has affected their brand in a way where, yeah, it you do go on their Twitter or their Facebook, and it's nothing but like people yelling things, typing things with like, caps.
Yeah, and then because that's what they all do.
I threw it in the trash in the toilet.
It's got to be so frustrating for them because they can't win, can they?
It's like, we just want people to like Hot Bug stop with the bitch.
That sucks. I feel bad for them because it's like I kind of want to say like I never fell into that trap of like I thought the Gaffigan bit was funny when I first heard it.
Yeah,
but that didn't stop me from enjoying the Hot Pocket.
No, not really.
They introduced like these crisper sleeves to kind of like prevent that.
I will icy say center. That was a real innovation.
Yeah, because you're essentially putting like metal in a microwave and you're not destroying your house.
Yeah.
So
I mean, they took that idea from like personal pizzas, which do that. Like Mama Celeste or whatever has like the, you know, the layer.
Don't ever eat Mama Celeste.
The layer of silver on top that's not metal.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell it is, but it's like plastic.
I even read somewhere that actually improved the overall quality of Hot Pockets because it was able to.
Well, and they even added a new like buttery topping and like
seasonings.
Yeah,
again, they're trying to appease people, but they
can't escape the Gaffigan.
No,
they basically can't escape the Gaffigan, and I mean, maybe that's good. I mean, your product's
no, it's not because it's
because your product's linked with a bit that says Hot Pockets give you diarrhea
and they're awful and you should never eat them
unless you're white trash.
Yeah.
And
you go on Reddit, there's no positivity about Hot Pockets.
It's very hard to find positivity about Hot Pockets. But
the most positive you can ever be about is I like them. And that's it. If you go beyond that, you get looked at as a weirdo.
Yeah, because those people argue with the people who hate Hot Pockets.
Yeah.
What the your stomach must be shit then.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, no.
You're just used to eating nothing but high fructose.
It's like, I gotcha.
So yeah, Hot Pockets is an interesting brand.
Are you a Hot Pockets guy or are you not really?
Last time I had them was maybe like 6 years ago. Okay. I had a breakfast pocket a few years ago. I'm not for or against them.
We tend to keep them in the house every now and then, like every other month.
If there was like nothing else and I didn't want to cook something, it's like yeah, okay, I'll grab a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I feel that's its best intended use. Don't try to make it a meal. Don't try to make it this super desirable, like, I gotta go out and get that. Like, hey, buy some Hot Pockets. Keep them in the freezer. Hey, are you hungry? Just throw it in. Are you not?
No, you gotta be part of the war.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it is strange how...
They can't take the sky from the air.
It is kind of strange how passionate people have become when it comes to Hot Pockets. Like, people have become weirdly passionate about these.
I feel it's all a bit though.
Yeah,
at the same time, it's again, like I said, the shadow of Gaffigan.
It's also that effect that happens when at first you're joking, but then you kind of.
This was the My Little Pony effect on 4chan.
Yes.
So, okay, to the people that aren't aware, the whole brony thing, I don't know how.
We're going to have to do an episode on that.
We will, but right now.
I was there. I saw it happen.
For right now, I'll say this about, at least on 4chan. It started off as a joke where people were like, hey, look, it's a new My Little Pony cartoon.
Isn't it hilarious that we as grown men are into ponies?
It was a joke. And then it became genuine interest, and then it blew up.
There's a...
I
forgot the quote. There's a quote about... it's something about fools being in the company of people who are pretending to be fools. And then all of a sudden, it's just everyone stupid.
Yeah.
I'll find that quote of that.
I'm not shitting on the bronies. I'm just saying it became interesting how... A tongue-in-cheek interest became a genuine...
Because I don't think Jim Gaffigan was, like, purely out to destroy Hot Pockets.
No, I think he just...
It's a funny bit.
Yeah,
he didn't
care for that
many
at the
comedians
time.
Have bits about food. Patton Oswalt had a Double Down bit. Remember the KFC Double Down? I don't know if they make
them. I miss those. Those are awesome.
I've never tried one.
I'm a man that's very risky with these horrible things.
The thought of Double Down was weird to me. It's two pieces of chicken as the bread.
It was awesome.
It
was amazing.
That's crazy talk. But anyways, they can't escape it.
No.
And so they kind of have to live with it.
I feel like, again, like, I saw a CRISPR sleeve once, and again, this is the fact that I read these fucking things. It says, you could finish this and still be sociable.
Oh my god!
So
it's almost like, it's just
I think they know now. It's like, it's just one of those things that...
We're not bad guys. We're not.
They know there's the stigma's there. It's been there for like 10 years now.
Yeah.
So, at least. So I feel like they just gotta live with it.
They do. Okay, so I mean... There's not really much to the history of Hot Pockets.
No, there isn't. They release new ones every now and then.
Basically, two dudes came up with this product that... And by the way, there's been similar products to this for ages.
Yeah.
Canada has Meat Pops or something.
Tony's.
Pizza Pops.
You remember Tony's? The cartoon Italian dude?
He made the pizzas that... Yeah.
Those pizzas were awesome.
They don't make them anymore?
No, I haven't seen them. Well, I think they do, but I don't see them in my market anymore.
Oh, well.
They were legitimately my favorite pizza. Like
of all pizza?
No, from Frozen, that's my favorite pizza.
I don't know.
They made their own pocket, but it tasted like uncooked dough, so it was kind of nasty. Like it was like I taste the flour all over.
Well, that's what you want. That is what you want.
Nasty.
But yeah, so I mean, there is not a lot to the history. It's basically two dudes from where was
Colorado.
It? Colorado. They wanted to make a snack food sort of thing. Honestly, they probably did get it from somewhere else.
It's again, a calzone. I mean,
it's meat pies, calzones. Sticking shit in dough has been around for a long time.
I get what they're doing though. It's cooked already.
Yeah.
You don't like with the oven. You don't need an oven bake it. It's already cooked.
Yeah.
So just throw it in the microwave.
It's like chicken bakes are kind of like this too.
Yeah.
It is one of those things. But they simplified it. Whatever.
Chicken bakes are awesome.
Yes, they are.
Shout out to Costco. Let's get that Costco money in.
But it's the history behind it. There is nothing there.
No,
they're just trying to make
and they release more new Hot Pockets every year.
They were rebranded at one point.
Yeah.
New ownership, new marketing team, everything. How they're doing now, I don't really know. Again, Hot Pockets isn't something that's really on my watch list. I'm not like looking out for.
I don't care about how well food
does. Like, to me, it's just like, oh hey, it's a Hot Pocket. So, okay, so we've touched on this. What does the internet think of Hot Pockets? Okay, so quickly, let me just say, a majority of what I found or what I saw was nothing but quotes from Jim Gaffigan.
Again, this is
so
why
I did not. So it took me a while actually to hunt stuff down. But before we go into that, I'm gonna just. Quickly, a word from our editor-in-chief and our head writer, James. Here's what he thinks about Hot Pockets. Hot Pockets are the food of the slightly less poor. The moment you can afford to buy more than just top ramen, you buy Hot Pockets. Nobody eats these because they taste good. They eat them because they are lazy and can't make grilled cheese. In addition, everything else about the item was said wonderfully by Jim Gaffigan. He's a colonel now, so you have to believe him.
Okay, well... again, I feel like I don't know what people think anymore about the Hot Pocket besides...
It's like you're Psycho Pirate and Christ on Earth has happened and you don't know what to believe is right.
All my Earths are shattering now.
Yes. Crisis on Infinite Hot Pockets. So let's dive right into the deep end of this.
Okay.
So Miami Vice Pastels says they used to come out so soggy before the crisper sleeve.
Were
they soggy?
I don't remember it being soggy, because I do remember a time before the crisper sleeve.
I don't remember that. What did they come in before?
Nothing. Just a plastic pouch.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like they've always been around. You know what I like about the crisper sleeve, by the way? Well, I find it very underrated. I don't even know if it's overrated or not. I don't know.
I don't think people care.
But here's why I like it. It folds up into a holder.
Oh, yeah, because those things are fucking hot sometimes.
Thus, the term Hot Pocket.
Ah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what you did there.
But yeah, I think that's ingenious. Last time I had it was in... Probably high school.
All right.
And I like that feature. And you could rip it off. And then
you eat more.
Yeah. It's,
and by that time, it's probably cooled down.
It works beautifully.
Yes.
So Robo Jules says, this is sort of an insider joke. Oh, the life of a 4chan mod. Okay. So to quickly explain this, the website 4chan has moderators and they do it for free.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a meme about that, them doing it for free. But the joke became that they get paid in Hot Pockets. And that's sort of become not just a fortune thing, but an internet joke in general, that people do internet-based jobs
For Hot Pockets.
For Hot Pockets. So
it kind of does remind me of the core.
Yeah, so like if you're the people who run Yahoo News or whatever or any news
they get
site,
paid in Hot
they're
Pockets.
They're getting paid in Hot Pockets because it's the internet. The internet's not real. Not a real thing, so.
It's not something that requires real work, so you don't get real money.
You get Hot Pockets instead.
YouTubers get paid in Hot Pockets.
So Blue Static says, I'm eating a Philly cheesesteak Hot Pocket. It's good and bad, like some sort of hybrid.
Yeah, I've had that one, and I kind of agree.
Really? It's good and bad at the same time?
I don't mind the taste, but at the same time, I kind of wish I didn't buy it.
So it's an anomaly of a Hot Pocket.
Yeah.
That's weird.
It's in its own pocket of...
It's in a pocket, a Hot Pocket dimension?
Yeah.
We're saying the word Hot Pocket so much.
I know.
And it's hurting my brain. Okay, so B3DOO says, I'd rather eat my own weight in hog shit.
That's great. And with eating the Hot Pocket, you can.
God. Yeah, I don't know if this guy really hates Hot Pockets. I mean, maybe he does. Who knows?
That's clever. I mean, you're not just fishing for...
So, Angela says, I remember... This one's weird.
I remember as a youngin', me pa would buy me some Hot Pockets till he flipped his pickup truck. Well, he was intoxicated. Good old days.
I don't get it.
I think he just...
Her father got drunk and
died.
And flipped his truck. But he used to buy her Hot Pockets. And those were the good old days. So PainFlame818 says...
Mm-hmm. Watching this makes me want to vomit. I'm going to stick to my various teas, crumpets, and biscuits. Because it's better... to be safe than sorry, and those Hot Pockets look far too daring for my liking.
Well,
this guy's probably English.
Yeah,
I'm guessing. Yeah,
biscuits. He doesn't mean.
He means cookies.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like a digestive biscuit. That's a thing.
That's a thing.
That's gross. That a round cookie thing could be called a digestive digestive.
It's just a wafer.
Digestive in your product.
It's just one wafer.
But digestive sounds gross. Like, I don't want to link my food to what it's going to do.
Yeah.
Like,
have these biscuits that you're going to shit out.
These pre-fecal food right here. You know?
Do you like to poo? Well, then you'll love our biscuits because you'll poo them out in no time.
It's that sort of thing. And I'm not down for that.
Disgusting.
Dream Dromera 1 says, the cheese is pretty disgusting, but it's not bad.
You know,
it's shit, but it's alright.
I feel that's, you could say that about any like kind of like nacho cheese or Cheese Whiz kind of product where it's like, you don't know what made this monstrosity.
I don't think you can call something disgusting and still like it though, because if it's disgusting, how are you gonna like it? That
cheese is like that though. When you think about it, it's rotting like milk.
Yeah, but here's the thing: whenever if I find something disgusting, I don't like it. Like, but I've seen people when they talk about food, you know, it's really gross, but it's all right. It's like, no, you're like forcing yourself to consume.
It like, always smells.
Okay, that's perfect to move on. So Harry says. Aligning your identity with your favorite band is like a child. You troll small statements made in response to another post, and the child stays in perpetual state of adolescence.
I have no idea what's going on right now. What is going on?
It's Hot Pockets.
Why are people this weird about Hot Pockets?
I don't know. When you get further down like comments, you start to run into some weird areas. It's time is like...
Yeah,
up.
I saw something where it was like someone's arguing about this and that, and then it says, I don't care if it's gay. Like, and it's like all right, well.
Or there's one I read where my girlfriend and I have an inside joke about Hot Pockets, and that was it. All right, thanks for the information.
That reminds me of when someone says, I feel so awful right now, and then on Facebook, and it's like, oh, what happened? I don't want to talk about it.
It's like, yeah, you clearly do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'll see weird things like, I can put Hot Pockets on my feet.
You have small feet then.
No, they laid the Hot Pocket probably on their foot, I guess. Not they put their feet in Hot Pockets.
Oh. What the hell's wrong with people?
I don't know. All right, so the YouTube comments were pretty much...
And then Jim Gaffigan quotes everywhere.
Yeah, right? It was a lot of Jim Gaffigan quotes and a lot of people saying, hey guys, you should totally check out this YouTube. Everyone knows. We all know, god damn it. So you proposed to me this idea, which I think I'm going to start utilizing more often.
Okay.
Is creating a thread on 4chan... about Hot Pockets on the cooking, the food and cooking board, CK.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And I think I'll start to do this more with just different things. So if it's film related, do it on the film board. Just sort of see what react. Because 4chan, for as fucked up as it is, because it is, you will get more honest responses because it's unfiltered.
And it's anonymous. No one's putting their name out there. No one's at risk.
So people are kind of going to just spew out whatever and say whatever they want. So, let's start with this one. Because I have a pretty long one that we might end with. So, okay, so, these are all anonymous, by the way, so there's no names or anything. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Do these even exist in Europe? I have never seen one, but they look kind of tasty on the pics.
You know, actually, that's an interesting question because...
They don't.
Okay. Because I've been to Germany and, you know, the Czech Republic... And I didn't really get a chance to shop, and well, I kind of wish I did because...
You were busy fighting on the front lines.
Yes. I didn't get a chance to shop.
You had to take down the Krauts. I mean, how are you going to shop when that's happening?
I didn't get a chance to look at, like, if they even have a fucking freezer section, because I didn't think about... Like, I know they got snacks.
Would you like our Hot Pockets?
I know they got snacks, like, you know, little chocolate bears or whatever, and, you know, all that stuff. I didn't actually get to see, like, do they have, like, frozen meals over there?
I don't know.
I think
what they have over in Europe is their brand similar.
Yeah. And that's, again, I just didn't even get a chance to look. And I kind of regret not looking.
For Hot Pockets.
it's like one of those things where I didn't think about it until it was like, oh, man, like, it's like.
Come to Deutschland for our Hot Pockets. Please. I don't know. They are very good.
Oh god. Okay, so diarrhea and mud butt, it's not worth it.
Okay. Again, I feel like that.
To which someone responded, stop speaking in memes.
Okay. So this person is fed up with the Gaffiganisms.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are saying like it's just a meme, it helps me hate it's a meme.
So these are my people.
These are your people. Okay, so here's one. I like Hot Pockets a lot. I didn't know them as a kid till we moved to New York. As a younger id in Jamaica, my father would make patties. Beef, soy, kidney, split peas, curry, chicken, jerk, pork, crab, shrimp, lobster, pretty much any protein. Worked in a pizza place for years, and calzones are pretty similar, too. For me, I like the convenience. If I'm in the mood for baking, I usually make a couple dozen beef and jerk pork patties, cool and freeze them. Then I have a lunch snacks for weeks. By the way, burned the shit out of the roof of my mouth 2 nights ago microwaving a beef cheddar patty. So, what he's saying kind of makes sense. He's basically saying... When he was a kid in Jamaica, he had something similar to them.
So he also makes them right now.
He makes his own homemade Hot Pockets because he freezes them.
He himself is not shitting on the idea of a Hot
Pocket. He says he likes the convenience.
He just chooses not to buy them and makes his own.
Yeah. So, okay. You know what, Jamaican guy?
You're all right.
I like to party with you.
Yeah. Jamaican me crazy or something.
So, okay. Stick to the...
Did you make her...
Jamaica. It's Jamaica.
I know.
God damn it.
Oh.
Okay, so.
Oh.
Stick to the
You don't have to go.
God damn it. Stick to the pizza style ones. As a cheap calzone, it's not bad, and the crisper sleeve is pretty damn ingenious. The stigma behind them is worse than the product themselves.
Okay.
Yes. I want to say that the stigma behind Hot Pockets is worse than the actual product.
If you really don't like the Hot Pocket, just don't eat them.
No, and that's true for a lot of people. They don't eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why you gotta like go out of your way to like shit on a thing that... It's weird. It's not like it's... You're, like, bashing ISIS. It's not like you're, like, you know, trying to stop intolerance. You're not going to make that joke here. And you know, my whole thing is, like, it's a Hot Pocket. It's not destroying lives.
No. Hot Pockets don't destroy lives. Unless you're that kid whose parents died in a Hot Pocket accident.
Yes. Or you literally just eat too many Hot Pockets, yes. And it's not good for you. Don't do that.
Yes, I mean there's that dude who ate Big Macs every day for every meal, and he's
LA Beast did a 6,000 calorie Hot Pocket test.
How'd that go?
Challenge. I didn't watch it because I didn't want.
He's a beautiful man.
I didn't want to see him throw up.
He could just take everything in.
I assume he threw up, but I mean, because you shouldn't eat that.
I want to party with him and Furious Pete. Just one of his two buff dudes just eating food. That'd be weird.
And Dame Drops, because I like that guy.
Alright, so... I don't care for them very much, but my brothers really like them. The only one I kind of liked had chicken and some kind of cheese inside it with pretzel bread outside. That was limited.
Yeah.
Pretzel ones. Remember the pretzel craze from like 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Everyone was
I wasn't
like,
big on that for some reason.
You know what? I was okay with it, but the problem is a lot of companies didn't know how to, like, really make the pretzel bread taste good.
The pretzel crust pizza from Little Caesars, though, was great.
I just think that was a weird trend. It was just like, everything's pretzel now.
And it just died out.
Yeah, it did. It sort of went away.
And I noticed with that pretzel, you always got, like, that kind of, like, cheese whiz kind of, like, thing.
Yeah. Is there a pretzel... Is there a trend right now that's sort of like that? I don't think we have one going on right now.
I don't think so.
Well, we will eventually. Something new will catch the
eye. I'll notice it. I'm not paying attention right now.
Kale was becoming kind of a thing. Fast food was doing a lot of kale, and then that kind of failed.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Okay, so... Why do they taste best microwaved? And then the response was... Because the space-age technology of the crisping sleeves makes it so. I love that there's a... Unfortunately, there's almost a love and admiration for the crisping sleeve. And on YouTube, too, kind of. Almost like it's ingenious.
Like, it's this product that just is beyond our understanding. It's this, like, miracle of science. I've never actually cooked a Hot Pocket in an oven. So, like...
Can you do that?
Yeah. They have oven directions.
I wonder how they taste.
I don't know, and I'm a little curious because I mean, think about it. The pizza rolls, bagel bites, they taste better when they're baked in the oven.
I think this needs to be... You need to test this out.
Yeah, maybe I do.
Put a Hot Pocket. It'll just explode. It'll just explode, and there'll be pizza covering the walls of your oven.
And it's the oven, too, so it's going to cook all that. I gotta wait. I gotta wait for it to cool down before I can clean
it up. It's like a monster exploded in your oven.
Yeah.
Good God. Alright, so, I can't eat the pizza-flavored Hot Pockets anymore. The new recipe is shit! I've been enjoying pick-related, though, and he posted, I guess there's like, you know how companies release fancy versions of things, but not the actual company? It's like a different company?
Mm-hmm.
So there's Better Bakery.
Oh, okay.
They released a version that they're calling theirs artisanal melts.
Okay.
And they have a cheese and pepperoni one. And it looks really good, but it looks like a baguette, which has been hollowed out, and it's filled with cheese and pepperoni.
You'll see those all the time when you go to like Walmart or Target. Like,
it's an alternate brand, and it's a similar product, but theirs is supposed to be more high quality. I mean, it looks good, but again, you can't trust the...
You just said...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't trust how they look on the box, but... I mean, you do see a lot of that where companies...
Because it's like, you're making fake shit, and you know...
Yeah. Okay, so here's one. They're not good at all, but I find myself in positions where they come in handy all the time. Specifically at work and on those days where I've skipped dinner and don't feel like having to go to the tavern for some reason.
The tavern?
I don't know. Okay, goes to taverns. That's a very reasonable thing. It's like they're
why is 4chan reasonable?
Yeah, it's weird. So it's like, yeah, they're not the greatest thing, but those times where you just can't cook, or it's like,
yeah,
or you skip dinner, it's like, yeah, just make a hot pocket. I mean, you're not the greatest thing in the world. No one's claiming they are. Hot pocket's not claiming they are.
No.
They just want people to eat them and not feel like
not be shamed for eating hot pockets.
Please eat us. We're not bad. So here's the final one, and it's a whopper. It's
I thought it was a hot pocket.
God damn it. This is a conversation that happened in this thread, and this is a very angry individual. I'll never understand people that don't have 5 minutes to make food. You can fry 2 frozen hash browns, put some toast in the toaster.
Put toast in the toaster.
Fry 2 eggs and bake 3 pieces of bacon at the same time it takes to take a shit. And it's real food, not synthetic garbage like a Hot Pocket. Food like this should be illegal. Okay, now the response. Bake, fry, toast. Well, maybe someone doesn't have access to all those, Mr. Rockefeller. To which he responds, spend less money on shitty Hot Pockets and buy a few cheap pans in Chinatown. And then the response, how can I use pans in my microwave, idiot? To which the response is, if you are too poor to have an oven, you might as well and hero, mate.
And hero being
suicide, kill yourself.
Yeah.
You choose to live in a place without an oven because you are a weak underachiever. Enjoy your Hot Pockets. The response, good God, you're autistic as fuck. And the response to that, you're the one cooking on a cooking board who only has a fucking microwave. This is the definition of being a fucking loser. You look at things you want but will never put effort into getting them. Holy fuck. You are some kind of textbook man who makes shit comebacks, he's trying to say. Like, move back into your parents and lay autism. But you're so far in denial about how shit your life is that you sit here and defend Hot Pockets on a Cantonese tilapia farming message board? Go buy a fucking pan and an induction burner, you poor motherfucker. To which the response was, calm down. So that's the most extreme I've ever seen him get heated over Hot Pockets. Guy really, really hates Hot Pockets. I don't even know what to say anymore.
I don't know either.
Obscure Gentleman fun, head over to www.theobscuregentleman.com. And if you'd like to help support this podcast and the webcomic, please visit www.patreon.com/theobscuregentleman. We thank you for listening.